Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Fortnite Show. And to start off today's episode, we're going to actually start it with some of the bug fixes that are going to be added that we have noted right now. This way, you know that if these are happening to you, that they are working on them right now and that they should be fixed pretty soon. So the first thing that we have for in here is that the T-800 outfit missing leg and arm are still they're still investigating that. They're working on a fix for the stability issues on PC with DX12 beta. And right now, they cannot create system level parties between PS5 and PS4 when playing Fortnite. And so, yeah. And then, so when playing Fortnite, players cannot create system level parties that include players on both PS5 and PS4. And then the workaround for this is players on PS5 and PS4 can still party up together using the in-game party system, which is okay. They're investigating where the hollow back wing is invisible and can't be equipped. They're working on the long loading screen while entering and exiting a match. I actually have this happen to me. And a lot, and it's really annoying. Replay mode missing on a GeForce Now. Player built structures reduced in visual PC performance mode. Camera rotated sideways and missing vibrations on the controller. Those are all the general top issues that should be fixed in the next few updates. Now moving on the Fortnite status, they're investigating performance issues in creative mode, and they will update when this is resolved. So if you just hang tight, if you have stuff happening, it should be fixed pretty soon. And then they also have made the decision to remove rocket launchers, cuttlefish, mechanical, and the mechanical explosive bow from competitive playlists, which a lot of people are happy about. And the Aloy and Lara Croft LT gem got released like for a couple hours, but then it had a bug, so they had to remove it. So if you wanted to play that one, it's no longer out. You're gonna have to wait for it to come back if it does come back. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news from the Fortnite status. So why don't we move on to the we have some new blog posts. This one is from the Fortnite website themselves, and it says here, first 3 months of Spotify Premium for free for new Spotify Premium members with Fortnite Crew by the Fortnite team. How's this sound? Beginning April 22nd, 2021, until June 30th, 2021, at 8 p.m. Eastern, active Fortnite Crew subscribers in participating countries are eligible to claim a code to get their first 3 months of Spotify Premium for free. This offer can only be redeemed on a Spotify account that has never held a premium status. Limits apply. With Spotify Premium, you'll not only get access to millions of songs and podcasts, but you also get the following premium benefits. Premium members can download music to their device, no ad interruptions and unlimited skips, and play any song. And on Spotify, you can listen to this podcast that you're listening to right now, which is also pretty good, so make sure that you go listen there. Also, so already subscribed to the Fortnite Crew earlier this month, we've got you covered. If you've had an active Fortnite Crew subscription between March 22nd, 2021 and April 22nd, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern, then you're still eligible. Starting on April 22nd, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern, you'll be able to redeem your subscription. So, yeah. That's pretty cool. I already have Spotify Premium, so this isn't regarding me, but I know that some of my friends don't have it. So if you don't have it, you can actually use this to get it. That's all really for news today. For Save the World, just be on the lookout. Bunny Brawler Luna should be coming out in about 5 days on the 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern. She'll be coming out. She's the only one that's not out. And Dowsing Hair Ken has just been released. If you wanted to go and get him, he is out. So yeah, make sure that you complete your Robo Ray missions as well. I completed those really quickly. They're really easy to do. So just go do those. They're, like I said, extremely easy. So just hop on, do those really quick. It should just take like probably like an hour or so. Or if you just split it up over multiple days, it should be done pretty quickly. Now that we have that out of the way, though, why don't we take a break? And when we get back, we're going to go over the item shop. Hello and welcome back from the break. Before we go into the item shop, I do have one more piece of news that I forgot to go over. That is that something has been added to Creative. That is right. A brand new item has been added to Creative. It's already in Battle Royale, but it is the Primal Shotgun and Primal AR. We still don't have the Primal Pistol or the Primal SMG, only the AR and Shotgun for the Primal variety, or whatever you want to call it, Primal type of weapons. So that's pretty cool if you want to make some maps with them. They are now out, but only those two weapons. So, but that's the only really news that we have left. So why don't we go into the item shop? And, well, we have some items that just got new styles back here in the item shop. Starting us off, we have the Cryptic skin with the Spectral Spine. I really like this skin. I've actually had him for quite a while now. I really just bought him for his backling, though, but he has his default style that he's had since Season 9. But now he has this new orange style where he has fire on his pants and his shirt. And it's animated and it just looks really nice. And of course, his backling has that same exact style, the orange style. Pretty much it looks exactly the same, just with the orange. But then also we have, they've never came out together, I don't think, or they've only came out together like a couple times, but usually they come out separately. We have the Mystify skin in here as well, who also has this brand new orange style. And hers is on her shoes and her pants and her jacket. Looks really cool. I really like the skin, actually, because now she has two styles. And the skeletal wings has an orange style as well. Looks really cool. I personally don't really like the skeletal wings all that much. I think the spectral spine is better, but I know some people like this one. And you can get her for 1200 V-Bucks and him for 1200 V-Bucks. And of course, the wrap, the Enigma wrap for 500. I've actually had this one since it came out in Season 9. And it's been one of my favorites ever since. The black outline and then the blue to pink gradient. Just looks amazing on it. Also, back here in the item shop, we have the Potassius Peels skin with the Cape of Potassius. Really cool, unique skin here. We do have a lot of Peely variants, but this is definitely the most unique one. He looks a lot different than all the other ones. And he has that really cool cape to go with him, and he's only 1,200 V-Bucks. The Glade of Potassius is back in here. And they're both part of the Ides of Brunch set. And this one's only 500, and it has the same animation of the combat knife, and it's a really good pickaxe for only 500 V-Bucks. But that's all for that tab, so let's go down to the next one. We have the Vix skin in here with the whisker pack and the spin out emote. Really like the skin. I actually have had this one as well for quite some time now. And it's a really good skin in my opinion. I love using the skin. It's one of my favorites that I own. I definitely think that the Lynx is better. I just bought this one even though I had Lynx. But still, personally, good. I think it's a good skin. If you don't have the Lynx, then I recommend getting it. If you already have the Lynx, then don't bother getting it because you have Lynx. I just think that they should add a style to remove the tail. That's all I want in this skin now. And she is 1,500 V-Bucks. And she comes with those four styles and a built-in emote. We also have the Purr Axe for 800, which has the default black, gray, and red styles. Looks really cool. Then we have the Tempest outfit with the Lightning Cloak backbling for 2,000. Really still think that they should add styles for every single legendary skin, because skins like this I think should have been like purple. But then we also have the amazingly priced Bolt skin, only 800 V-Bucks for this one, and it's one of my favorites. We also have the Storm Bolt pickaxe in here for 1,200. The Storm Eye Glider for 1,200, really cool glider, and the Turbulent Wrap, which is animated for 500. In the daily section today, we have the Synapse skin with the Holo Pack Backbling. Really good old skin in here. really one of my favorites for 1500 V-Bucks. You can get her, and she has two styles, the default and the green style. Also in here, we have the loot. We have the Goldie skin with the loot and shoot pack bling. Personally, not my favorite, but still good skin nevertheless for 1200 V-Bucks. The Orbital Overload music pack for 200 V-Bucks. So really cool music pack there. We also have three green emotes in here today. We have the Rage Quit emote for 200, the Finger Gun emote for 200, and the Jubilation emote in here for 200. So three really good green emotes. Then going down to the Fishy Offers section, which is a new section here, we actually have a brand new skin in here, and that is the Princess Felicity Fish. If you saw my leaks video, you would know about this skin already. But you can get her bundle, which is 1800 V-Bucks, and you get the Princess Felicity Fish, which comes with the default style and the summer style, which is really cool. Also, the Flutterfish back bling in here for with the skin, which has no styles actually. The Water Wand, which is okay, I guess. And then the Aqua Royal Wrap, which is actually one of my favorite. It's a really good wrap in here. Probably the best out of the set. If you can't tell, I don't really like this set. I don't really like the skin. Her eyes look really weird. And it's just not all around, not that good of a skin, in my opinion. But you can get that all for 1800 if you wanted all three. But if you just want the skin, it will be 1200 V-Bucks for the two styles and back bling. The pickaxe will be 800 V-Bucks. And the wrap will be 500. Moving on to the next tab, we have the fish stick skin back in here with the saltwater satchel. And I actually own him, so I have to go into my locker to see what the styles are called. But with him, you get the default style, the pirate style, and the VR style. So pretty cool skin in there. Personally, my favorite style for him is the World Cup style, but you can only get that. You can't get that one anymore. That one was only available when the World Cup was going on. We also in here today had the Kuro Cruiser, one of my favorite gliders. Plays a really cool song when you glide in for 800 V-Bucks. And the Bootstraps Pickaxe. It's okay. I use it sometimes. We also have the Fresh Fish Pickaxes in here for 800. And three wraps that have not been out in a very long time. The Slippery Wrap for 300. The Fish Face Wrap for 300. And a fishy wrap for 300. I don't think these ones have been out since they came out in season 9. I could be mistaken though. But really cool wraps there. Probably Slippery is my favorite one. That pink to blue gradient again. But then again, we have the Alanian fish stick skin in here with the Titan scale back bling for 1200. A lot of different versions of fish stick in here. We also have the fish sticks pickaxes for 800. Which if you buy them, if you have them both, you can pull the pickaxe out of the back bling, which is pretty cool. We also have the triggerfish skin in here, which has the default no face paint and helmet style, with the Coral Commandos back bling, which plays the coral chorus music when you get an elimination, I'm pretty sure, for 1200 V-Bucks. You can also get the bubble flash wrap in here for 500, or you can get the jelly skin with the Shelly back bling, which comes with three styles, the default green and rainbow style, for 1200 again. The Scampi pickaxes for 800, and then that's all for there. Then going on to the next tab of fishy offers, which is the final fishy offers, we have the Starfish skin. Really actually like this skin. Really, I'm surprised that they brought it back since it is a summer skin, but really like this one. Hoping to get it sometime in the future, but really good there with the Anemone, however you say that, back bling, and you can get it for 1500. Her really amazing pickaxe, which has bubbles coming off of it and a really cool unique splash effect. The Conch Cleaver for 1200. And the Mana War Glider for 1200. A really expensive set here. The glider is really big when you use it. It goes over top of you. But then also in here we have the Maki Master with the Shrimpy back bling, which has that knight style as well for 1200. We also have the Sushi Master with the Chef's Choice back bling. A really rare skin in here. I'm pretty sure he's pretty rare. Hasn't been back in a while. Surprisingly, this male skin actually came out before the season, the female one. He came out in season 5 and she came out in season 6. You can get him for 1200 V-Bucks as well. You can get their pickaxe, the Fillet Axe for 800, and the Flying Fish Glider for 500. Going on to the next tab here, we have the Horizon Zero Dawn stuff, where you can get the alloy skin with the blaze canister backlink for 1500 still in here, the glinthawk glider for 1200, the alloy spear for 800, really cool pickaxe, and the heart Risen wrap for 300, and the shield weaver wrap for 500, which is reactive when you fire things go down the weapon, which looks really cool in my opinion. Really, really cool, unique design on here. If you want to get that one, I really recommend it. It looks really cool. Or you can get them all together for 2,600. Now, the limited time is really big today. We have an over in Save the World, the Robo Ray pack, where you get the Robo Ray skin, the Blue Glow Injector, and the Raze Smasher Pickaxe, along with a challenge pack to get 1,000 V-Bucks and 1,000 X-Ray tickets for $16. Or you can get the Infiltrations Tool Pack in here, which is 1,200 V-Bucks, where you get the Cutting Words Pickaxe, Rebel Authority Pickaxe, and the Slice and Dice Pickaxes. Or you can get the Cyber Infiltration Pack, which comes with the Yuki skin, which of course has her hood up and hood down style. The, Megumi skin, and the Chigusa skin, which is all really good skins in there for 2,200 for all of those. And then also in here, we have the Hazard Platoon pack for $4, where you get 600 V-Bucks, the Hazard Platoon, the Centurion skin, the Gallant Gear Backlink, and the Centurion Edge Pickaxe, which all have this assault style to them, which looks really cool. We also have the Last Laugh bundle going over the stuff in here again. We have the Joker skin, which has the three styles, jacket and no hat. The Poison Ivy skin, which has the human style. The Midas Rex skin, which has the full helmet style. The Backbloom Backbling, the Laugh Riot Backbling. The Midas Crest Backbling. The Kingsmaker Pickaxes, which are really cool. The Ivy Axe, which is also cool. The Bad Joke Pickaxe, the Joker's Revenge Pickaxe, and the Pick a Card Contrail. Really cool pack there for $30. No longer on sale. Then the final thing in here for this giant item shop today is the Bassassin Challenge Pack, where you get the Bassassin skin, who has the glasses and no glasses style. Really cool skin. He's in a tuxedo. The Dorsal Destroyer Backbling, which looks really cool as well. And the Contract Giller quest for 1,000 extra V-Bucks. And you can get all that for $8. So if you're thinking about getting 1,000 V-Bucks, just buy the Bassassin pack. You get the same amount of V-Bucks with a challenge pack and a skin and a back bling. And the skin, of course, is a blue rarity. So really cool big item shop in here today. Some of my favorite skins in here. Really excited to see what they bring to the shop tomorrow as well. But that is all for today's episode. When you're buying anything from the item shop, make sure you're using someone's supported creator code. I don't yet have one. If you would like to help support me towards getting one, though, you can go over and find me on YouTube. If you go and look in the description of today's episode, you'll be able to find a link to my YouTube channel, as I know it can be hard to find because when you search it up, it will bring up other stuff like Numpy, which is an editing software or some software thing. So just click on Numi at the top where it says, did you mean this? And then that's how you're going to be able to find my channel. So go there. I'm having a really good montage going up there for a montage competition. So just go check that out. Support me over there. Let's try to get to 50 subscribers by the end of May. Or if you would like to go and find out my Twitch, I haven't been streaming there too often, but I'm planning to do some more streaming very soon. Hopefully, if not this weekend, then next weekend, over at Exotic Numi on Twitch. Also, the link to that will be in the description as well. So if you want to go find me there, you can find me on Twitch. But that's going to be all for today's episode. Until next time, guys, goodbye.